today I heard that our appeal was rejected. And I feel very sad for what this means for Marcus and his family. My one big regret is doing this with someone who risks being torn away from their family. That was too great a heartbreak to risk. My thoughts go out to them. What they're going through is just awful. Now, me personally, I'm okay. I made peace with this a while back. I'm content that I've been able to be of service in bringing these matters to a head. Because these are matters of life and death for a lot of people. And we urgently needed to drag this deadly, smouldering situation out into the air in the harsh light of day. Two things have come out today. It's probably by chance, but it could be a flare for vicious poetry that led the government to announce both massive new oil licenses and this appeal court decision on the same day. The message is clear. The government chooses profits over people. The profits of oil and gas investors must go on. The profits of all investors and business as usual must go on. And the consequence is that many unfortunate people must be sacrificed to climate and ecological breakdown. Many regions of the earth must be abandoned as sacrifice zones. Obviously, that's an abhorrent bargain. It's absolutely vile. No free people would commit that. That's why the appeal court's announcement perfectly complements the licenses. The 3-year sentence is an admission that you can only be coerced into accepting this. That you must be controlled through fear. The appeal court has tacitly admitted the severity of climate and ecological breakdown. They've admitted that choosing profit over people will provoke huge resistance. They've admitted that thousands of people are willing to spend 1 year in prison to reject this vile bargain. They've admitted that hundreds of people are willing to spend 2 years in prison for that. They're truly grasping at the panic button with 3 years. I'm glad I could help to make this clear. Now this government nakedly wields a brutal club made of fear. Today the gloves came off. This is the point of junction of those who think and of those who suffer. This resistance is not made of banners, nor glue, nor orange glitter. It is made of two heaps. A heap of ideas and a heap of woes. Here, misery meets the ideal. Here, you must ask yourself, am I part of a free people? Or am I free only to watch my brothers and sisters burn? I don't need your messages of support this time. I need you to show me that you are a free person. Show me that you are nature defending itself. Thankfully, up here in High Point Prison, I actually get plenty of reminders that I'm part of nature. Today I moved to a better wing where I'm neighbours with Marcus again. Out on the lawns here, there's a delightful little meadow which has been left to grow wild. And thanks to some recent rains, a second flood of poppies sprung up. So today I was greeted by these rich red poppies swaying in the breeze. And thankfully on the swing we can spend all day outside if we want to, so I can watch the poppies sway for hours now. Through one of the fences, a few meters away, there are these two big black poplar trees. That's quite a rare species and one I've really fond memories of from Meath Gardens in Mile End, London, where I used to live nearby. And I can even touch these beautiful every time I go off to work in the gardens or to philosophy class. Now, the gardens block where I go to work, in inverted commas, there's a huge block with all kinds of growing things, from ornamental flowers, shrubs, trees, to vegetable beds and greenhouses. And I usually start by going around deadheading the flowers and the ornamental sections. Chris, my gardening mentor, has shown me the proper technique for this. Most important is going really slowly and taking your time to look at all the flowers, take everything in, savor the aromas. And also weeding these flower beds is quite pleasant. Needs a comfy mat and go to a really relaxed place, nestling down among the fecundity. The ground's currently nice and moist and dark, so the weeds can be eased out really gently. Well, the absolute best job is tending the 200 or so tomato plants in the greenhouse while it's raining. Because when it's wet, I appreciate the warmth under the glass and the sound of the rain on the glass. If Chris is not expounding some anarchist theory, then I'll amuse myself by reciting the latest poem which I've committed to memory. I'm curious to see how many I can stick into my head by the time I leave prison. I wanted to share all this nice stuff with you because I find these times we live in utterly absurd. We are supposed to be more terrified of enforced gardening at a relaxed pace than of watching our brothers and sisters burn. Watching the living world which sustains us torn to shreds. The absurdity of this sustains me. It suggests that something crazy is growing here. And I hope you can feel it too.